This Wikipedia entry is brought to you by Learn Out Loud. For more educational audio material, please visit www.learnoutloud.com.
The following is the Wikipedia entry for DIG, and is current as of November 20th, 2005. For the text version of this entry, please visit www.wikipedia.org. DIG. DIG is a website with emphasis on technology news. It combines social bookmarking, blogging, and syndication with a form of non-hierarchical democratic editorial control. News stories and websites are submitted by users, then promoted to the front page through a user-based ranking system. This differs from the hierarchical editorial system that many other news sites employ, such as Slashdot. How DIG works. Readers can view all of the stories which have been submitted by fellow users in the DIG All section of the site. Once a story has received enough DIGs, roughly 25 or more within a certain time period, it is automatically promoted to the top of the main page. Should the story not receive enough DIGs, or if enough users make use of the problem report feature to point out issues with the submission, the story eventually falls out of the queue. Articles are short summaries of stories on other websites with links to the stories and provisions for readers to comment on the story. All content and access to the site is free, but registration is compulsory for certain elements such as promoting, digging, and submitting stories, as well as commenting on submitted articles. DIG also allows for stories to be posted to a user's blog automatically when he or she digs a story. As of November 2005, there are over 62,000 registered DIG users. Stories can be submitted in 16 different categories, which include deals, gaming, links, mods, music, robots, security, technology, Apple, design, hardware, Linux, Unix, movies, programming, science, and software. A separate category titled DIG News is reserved for special announcements related to the site and can only be used by DIG administrators. History. DIG was created November 2004 by Kevin Rose, Oren Byrne, Ron Gorodetsky, and Jay Adelson, who serves as CEO, all of whom play an active role in the management of the site. Although the domain name of DIG is registered under the name Jeremiah Udy, he is not one of the original founders of DIG. Jeremiah is a friend of Kevin Rose. The domain name was registered under Jeremiah Udy's name because Kevin Rose did not want others to know that he was associated with DIG. He wanted DIG to stand on its own, and he didn't want DIG to become a message board for all things Kevin Rose. Kevin Rose's friend, David Prager, the screensaver's This Week in Tech, originally wanted to call the site DIG Nation, but Kevin wanted a simpler name. He chose the name DIG because it's like users are digging stories up to the front page. The site was called DIG instead of DIG because the domain name DIG.com was already taken. The domain name DIG.com is registered to Walt Disney Company. DIG Nation would eventually be used as the title of Kevin Rose and Alex Albrecht's weekly podcast. The original design featured no ads and was designed by Dan Rice. But as its popularity grew, Google AdSense was added to generate revenue. The site was updated in July of 2005 to version 2.0, which added new features such as a friends list and a new interface design created by Daniel Burka of the web design company Silver Orange, who was also known for redesigning the Mozilla Foundation website. After the redesign, some users complained about the lack of the simplistic, minimalist layout used in the original version of DIG. The site developers have stated that in the next version, a minimalist design is likely. DIG has grown large enough to create a sudden influx of traffic to a website similar to the Slashdot effect, although not quite as severe. This is commonly referred to by DIG users as the DIG effect. DIG was recently given $2.8 million from venture capital groups and investors. Criticisms. In a peer-edited journal, the combined reader editors are very good at determining what is and what is not interesting. They are not, however, as good as determining what is news or news, and can often fail to recognize old news and rehashed stories. The result is that very hot but old stories, such as the PPP PowerBook scam baiting, are regularly re-promoted to front page status as a new wave of users discover it for the first time. The report feature on every article allows users to report duplicate stories, bad links, spam, old news, and lame stories. Enough reports on an article can remove it from the main page. Perhaps to prevent abuse, this feature does not appear powerful enough to always work properly. As an example, a video of an Athlon CPU heatsink failure from 2001, CPU cooler removed, received over 400 digs. Its discussion was filled with comments that the material was dated and gave the wrong impression of current AMD CPUs. Still, it persisted on the front page. Link copying. A growing number of Dig users have begun to take the direct links to articles submitted to Dig and post those links on their personal blogs, websites, without citing Dig as the source. This type of action gives the appearance of these personal sites that users found those stories themselves. Placing links taken from Dig is a feature of the site. Users can utilize the Blog This feature to create posts on their personal sites. This, however, creates a reference to Dig. The issue would be compounded in cases which users run advertisements on the sites which they take Dig content without citation. Link resubmission. There are many Dig users that will search Dig for interesting articles that never made it to the front page or have not been on the front page recently. Users will then take these links and resubmit them under a slightly modified title in hopes that they will make it to the front page. This can cause items to make the front page in their second or third iteration by someone who did not submit the original link. In other cases, users will resubmit their own articles, but never made it to the front page, in order to gain in the overall ranking. Self-importance. The users are themselves strong proponents of the site. Any link with a description of plotting Dig is quickly promoted. Many users use this to get links promoted, even if the relationship to Dig is tenuous at best. There is often a rush to submit links to new content on sister sites as a means of karma whoring. Dignation. Dignation is a weekly half-hour podcast hosted by Kevin Rose and Alex Albrecht. It serves as a weekend review of the most popular stories on Dig. Strangely, Kevin and Alex review a beer at the beginning of each episode. They review two brands of beer every week. They drink beer throughout the episode, which can often cause them to drift off topic and have some interesting and almost always hilarious conversations. The podcast is also available as a video cast, which is produced by Keith Harrison. Within a day of its release, Dignation took the number one spot on podcasting site Podcast Alley and has appeared several times in the top 10 section of the iTunes podcast directory. For a brief time, Dignation was taken off iTunes. Originally, it was thought that this was because of a simple exploit that propelled Dignation to the top of the charts by clicking the subscribe button rigorously. However, it has since been announced that it was because someone pretended to be Kevin Rose and asked Apple to remove it. The show has since been re-added. Episode number 14 of Dignation marked a new milestone for podcasting. The Dignation team collaborated with Dolby Laboratories to introduce a full 5.1 surround sound technology for podcasting. This has been the Wikipedia entry for Dig.
This Wikipedia entry has been brought to you by Learn Out Loud. For more educational audio material, please visit www.learnoutloud.com.